Today, there's more evidence that the coronavirus is taking a severe toll on the economy. The unemployment rate rose sharply, nearly a full percentage point, to 4.4%. Employers shed more than 700,000 jobs in the past month, and it is expected to get much worse. Joining us is Beth Fooey, senior politics editor for NBC and MSNBC. Hi, Beth.
Hey, Lisa.
The jobless numbers point to the pain people are feeling around the country because of the coronavirus. You follow politics, so how concerned does the president seem to be about not just the vast population of the unemployed, but how the jobless figures might affect the election in November?
Well, I mean, let's face it, the entire scope of this presidential campaign has been vastly changed by what we're seeing as the result of this pandemic. And I think President Trump has realized reluctantly, but nonetheless has embraced the fact that nothing else matters other than his performance through this crisis. And he will only be evaluated by how he confronts it and how he helps march the United States out of this crisis. And we're at a very early stage of this right now. He, of course, is watching the politics of this, but the politics of this go just right up into his performance as president. There's really nothing he can do. He can't campaign. He can't hold rallies. He can't change the subject. All of the things that he's so expert at simply are not going to apply in this case. So it's going to be his steering of this situation and his leadership that is ultimately going to determine whether he gets reelected or not.
The president is touting, having been quick to shut down air travel into the United States from China as the coronavirus spread, but 2 months in, the administration is struggling to get critical medical supplies to states that need them most. We just heard from Kansas governor. How is the president dealing with complaints he's getting from various governors around the country whose hospitals don't have the supplies they need?
Well, President Trump is doing something that he's done many times in the past, which is to say that he wants to be appreciated for all the good he's doing, but doesn't want to take any responsibility for anything that goes bad. We're seeing that in this case as well. But in this case, it's real world consequences. If these governors don't get these supplies into their states, people will die. First responders will die or get very ill. Doctors will not be able to perform their tasks that are essential to getting through the health crisis that we are facing. President Trump does not want to be held accountable in any way for any lack of needed supplies. And so he's pushing back on these demands. You played that soundbite from Jared Kushner beforehand, where he basically reiterated the president's claim that it is not up to the federal government to equip states with what they need. Obviously, that is not how governors see it. The governor of my state, Andrew Cuomo, says every day it's putting governors in a position where they are competing against each other for needed supplies, driving the prices up. That's why so many people at the federal and at the state level are calling for a more unified national response to this, where states can come together, where the federal government manages the process. But to this point, President Trump has shown reluctance to that.
I want to talk about Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden right now. On MSNBC this week, he was talking about the president's performance in this pandemic.
There are certain things that could be done now, should have been done a week ago, 3 weeks ago, a month ago. The test for me is, what does he do from this point on? And he has significant responsibility. Put somebody in charge. This is a war. You need a general.
Biden's criticized the rollout of the $2 trillion relief program amid reports that some Americans who don't have direct deposit won't receive relief checks until mid-August. What are you hearing about that?
Well, it's interesting. Vice President Biden is in a very awkward position right now because he is at this point the presumed nominee of the Democratic Party. He should be the sort of the standard bearer for the Democratic response or voice around this crisis, but he really can't be. He's not the governor of a state. He doesn't have the kind of platform that governors have to speak out and to draw attention to what their states need. So he's instead sort of left to speak from his home in Wilmington, Delaware, and say what he thinks ought to be happening and what he would do as president. But there's very little for him to do to sort of illustrate that in a real world way. He's done much better in the last week or so, making himself available and doing interviews and speaking out and speaking to the press. But he's in this very odd position, really probably never before seen for a presidential contender, to have so little of a platform to stand upon to address something of this magnitude.
Beth Fooey, senior politics editor for NBC and MSNBC as well. Thank you, Beth.
Thanks for having me.